In simple terms, why do we need a new lock at the Sioux?
Simply, it needs to be replaced. As you know, it's a very old lock. It is a critical piece of infrastructure, not just for Michigan, but for the whole country. That brings iron ore and coal and other resources down. And because of the age of the locks, they need repair, constant repair. And although the Army Corps of Engineers has been doing an incredible job of maintaining it and have been able to do those repairs during the winter months when the shipping season is not operating, that can't continue. They need to do some more extensive repairs. And quite frankly, there needs to be redundancy, as you mentioned at the top of the program here, that there's one lock, the pole lock, that carries 70% of the volume through there. It's the only lock that can accommodate the very large freighters that transit that area. And if anything were to happen to it, it could be potentially catastrophic for our economy, given the material that goes through there.
Okay, let's talk a bit about how a new lock could be built. You and Senator Stabenow pushed for the Army Corps to reevaluate things at Sault Ste. Marie, for the Army Corps to study whether a new lock is needed there. And they are working on that study right now. But from what you're telling me, you say it's clear that we need a new lock. So how come the Army Corps, you know, hasn't come to that conclusion already?
Well, I'm confident this new study will show that. I think the Army Corps study prior to this had a flaw, and I think the Army Corps believes that it's true there was a flaw. And part of it is the matrix. I mean, what they assume in their studies and their cost-benefit analysis is that if something were to happen to the locks, then the material could be taken some other way. By train or by truck, that iron ore could go to the steel mills down in the southern part of the state and other parts of the Great Lakes. But that simply doesn't exist. In the first original study for the Army Corps didn't consider that, that there is no replacement if there is not railroad capacity to move it. So that iron ore doesn't move. In fact, it is interesting to note that if you look at the steel mills, they are all designed to take iron ore from a ship coming down the Great Lakes. And if the locks were to close and it was coming by rail, although, again, there's not enough rail capacity to do it, but even if it did get down there on rail cars, the steel mills simply do not have the infrastructure to take iron ore off of a railroad car. It's all designed to take it off a ship. And so that would mean an awful lot of construction time to be able to do that. The Department of Homeland Security did a recent study, and they estimate that if you had a several-month shutdown from the locks, it would lead to a recession for the whole economy, and millions of jobs would be lost. So the Department of Homeland Security has already come up with that conclusion based on their model, and I'm confident now that the Army Corps is looking at this in a different way, they're going to come to a similar conclusion.
The Army Corps says that it's going to take 2 years just to finish this report. Let alone the whole issue of building a lock could take up to 10 years. Is this an acceptable timeline?
Well, we would like to have that timeline compressed. And in fact, I authored a letter with my colleague, Senator Stabenow, to ask the Army Corps to accelerate that. We did also work to provide funding to create the study, but now it needs to happen a lot quicker. Right now, we're on the timeline that they believe that by the end of next year or the beginning of the following year in 2017 or 18, that the study will come out. That's not acceptable. We think we can accelerate that, and we've certainly asked them to do that. There is plenty of data out there. This is an economic study that has been done by others. I mentioned the Department of Homeland Security, for example. In my mind, they can act quicker.
There was a time when a project like this, you know, something that could cost, you know, $600 million maybe. There was a time when a project like this, you know, would be paid for with a specific appropriations bill from Congress. But those kinds of appropriations, as I understand it, are now prohibited with the so-called earmark ban. So, you know, in this age of the earmark ban, what can you actually do as a member of Congress to get this lock built?
Well, that's why the study is important. So we took the first step. We made sure that we provided the funding to have a new study on the locks and the importance of the locks. And we worked to make sure that they're incorporating the proper data, as I mentioned earlier, that they're taking a look at the fact that there are no alternative modes of transportation to do it. And then when the study comes out, there's a scoring process. As you mentioned, earmarks aren't there directly where a member of Congress can put in a particular funding, but rather there is a process that then scores based on these studies that then prioritizes. But I'm confident because we were able to get the funding for the study, because we were able to convince the Army Corps of Engineers to go back through the process of doing the study, that when that study comes out, this will be very high on the list of priorities. And then we put it through the process of funding infrastructure projects for the Army Corps of Engineers generally.
Are you doing anything else to get the lock built that that we don't know about?
Well, it's about building support broadly around the country as well. And I think that's the important part of the Department of Homeland study or security study was that the impact of a closure on the locks is not a Michigan issue. Certainly it would be catastrophic to Michigan and our steel manufacturers and autos and others that rely on that material. But it's not about Michigan. It's about the Midwest and, quite frankly, the entire country.
This new lock was first authorized to be built by Congress in 1986, 30 years ago. How come nobody's gotten it built?
Well, it's because where it is on the list of priorities, as I mentioned, you know, the previous study showed that there would be an economic impact, but it did not fully account for the fact that there is no alternative way to get this ore to the steel mills and then to get it to the auto plants and the other manufacturing facilities. So it was based on a flawed study. We argue, or others, I think, before me argued it was flawed, but for whatever reason, the Army Corps of Engineers did not go through the process of a new study. It's different now. Now we've worked to get the funding, and the study is going forward, and I'm going to stay on it every step of the way.
Senator Gary Peters, thanks for making time.
Always a pleasure to be with you, David.